Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our coming day's study, we were taught that the gathering of the Jewish people to Israel today is not the gathering that is talked about in the Bible. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Let me make a special note here. When I say Second Advent, again, I'm talking about the end of the tribulation. That is not the same as the rapture, as we have said earlier. We say Jesus is coming again. But when Jesus comes for us, he is going to meet us in the clouds. He is not going to touch earth, so it is not a literal second coming to the earth when we are raptured. You say, why are you covering that again? Because I want to emphasize that as we're going through this study. But after the tribulation, Jesus will return. He will touch this earth, and we call that the second advent, where he actually comes and touches the earth. That's when he puts his feet on the Mount of Olives and they split. At that time, he will also gather all those Jews scattered all over the world back into their land. Now, this teaches there will be a Jewish homeland that is thriving at the beginning of the tribulation. I believe that even today's gathering is seen in the Bible. However, it is not the same as our text. When God does this at the end of the tribulation, but nonetheless, I believe that we see the gathering today is scriptural. If one studies Deuteronomy 28, he will see that Israel will be scattered in all the nations of the world if they turn their backs on God and do not do his commandments. Well, they turned their backs and they were scattered. Do not miss that he said all countries, all around the world. There's an organized effort today in Israel to bring back Jews that are scattered around the world, the Aliyah. They do not know their tribes in most cases, but they are trying to bring them back. But it's not the same as our text when God gathers them. However, it is important that Jews today are going back to Israel for the beginning of the tribulation period. Now please note, make a note of this. These people were driven by God to these countries. Then, it means they were also driven from Israel. You cannot gather the Jews if the Jews were never in the land of Israel. They were driven from their land. So I want to review the promise of God to Abraham, because this is where it all lies in our understanding today as Christians. Let me just insert, the Word of God, the Bible, is the final authority in all matters of doctrine, life, decisions. It is the one and only authority in all things. Every decision we make should line up with the Word of God. Now, we do not need to understand what governments are saying or what political people are saying. We need to understand and know what the Bible says and then bank on it totally. So, in Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, God speaking to Abraham says, "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee." and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Now we know by the word of God that Abraham is the father of many nations. Now some people get upset when Muslims in Arabic nations today say that Abraham is our father. Well, it's true. He is. But do not forget, Ishmael was one of his sons. Later we find out that Esau, who is Edom, also was one of Isaac's sons. So you have different ones who are not that, what we call Jews, but they were sons of Abraham, as well as the sons of Keturah, Abraham's wife after the death of Sarah. Or they descended from Abraham as a result of these things. Now, this makes a lot of people upset, but if you have the Spirit of God, you will understand the things of God. Now, I find it interesting that right after President Obama said Israel has to go back to their 1967 borders, the midsection of this country, that is our country, got hit badly with tornadoes. Not just once, but a couple of different times. It hit Alabama, and then hit Joplin and surrounding areas. Great devastation. Also, they were expecting a good job report, but they did not come out as they thought it would come out. And the stock market dipped each month afterwards. Now, that has nothing to do with politics. It has everything to do with the Bible truth that says, God blesses those that bless Israel, and he curses those that curse Israel. That is what it is about. That is why when I vote for a person, I want to find out where they stand on Israel. You say, you mean you'd vote for somebody, let's just say you're conservative and I am, you say, but you'd vote for somebody that would stand right on Israel that wasn't totally a conservative, and the guy that is a total conservative but doesn't want to bless Israel, doesn't want to do anything for Israel, wants to cut Israel off, you wouldn't vote for that conservative? No, I wouldn't. Why? Because I believe God. Now, you may want to take a chance on God cursing you, but I don't want that. You see, when they stand on the wrong side with Israel, those politicians, then it affects me. In Genesis chapter 17, verse 19, God further specifies this nation. And God said, Sarah, thy wife shall bear a son, indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. We see then that the special nation that had this particular promise is the child of Sarah, not Hagar. His name is Isaac, not Ishmael. Again, this is God's promise. So it wasn't Hagar. And, of course, it wasn't Keturah. It was Sarah. And, as I said, this is God's promise, and God doesn't lie. So, next we see the son Isaac. And God is speaking to Isaac in Genesis chapter 26, verses 2 and 3. Listen as I read there. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries. I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. Now, the oath that God made to Abraham is now passed down to Isaac. Again, that's God's word. Now, don't call God a liar. That's what he said. So he's passed it down to Isaac. After that, we see the next son is Jacob, whom God renamed Israel. Now, again, notice the promises from the book of books, the Bible. In Genesis chapter 27, verse 29, Isaac blesses Jacob. He says, "Let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be every one that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee." Again, you have blessing and cursing. Someone says, "But that comes from Isaac's lips. That doesn't come from God." Well, I believe that Isaac is led of the Spirit. So, you want to hear it say, no, it's just got to be God's mouth, his lips, okay? Let's see God's words to Jacob, who is Israel, in Genesis chapter 28, verses 13 and 14. "And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Now, you reject those words, you reject God's word. It is refusing to believe Jehovah God. Now, let me give you just one little idea of this. All the families blessed, okay? You receive Christ, you're one of his. But let me tell you something else. Somebody in my family did some kind of search. You know, they go back and see your ancestors. And they had names of men that were full-blooded Jews. I mean, they were Jews. Now, I've got a lot of Gentiles and others in my family, so I told somebody one time I'm a Heinz 57 variety, okay? But I do have some Jewish blood, as a matter of fact. The first time I went to Israel, I went with the Ministry of Tourism. And a couple things that stood out. One was people, when they heard my name Bloom, they said, "Oh, are you here to look up your ancestors and so forth?" I said, "No." And they would ask me, "What do you know about your aunt?" I said, "Nothing. I know who my great-grandmother was, but that, outside of that, I'm pretty well lost after that." And they thought, "Boy, that's the strangest thing. He hasn't gone back and checked all that, wants to know all of that. Why not?" Well, I'm looking ahead. I'll get a chance to meet those that were in Christ one day.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.